Holy Gospel for the third Sunday in Advent is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This week we find John the Baptist in prison. Last week John was roaming the countryside preaching repentance for the forgiveness of sins and calling the highest and most respected leaders in the community broods of vipers. This week we find him somewhat more sedate. Not nearly as sure of himself as he had been. Shut up in prison, the once uncompromising prophet and preacher is now at the mercy of his captors, relying on news from the outside world to come in bits and pieces. John has changed. Now, instead of delivering fiery sermons, he asks probing, disturbing questions. The staunch conviction and clear and unambiguous message have given way to queries that are difficult for us to understand. Here now, instead of, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire," he now asks, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" John has changed, or prison has changed him. And now moves from certainty to uncertainty, from answers to questions, and in the process offers something very special for us. For where stood before an intimidating force, now stands one like us, certain yet uncertain, full of answers but full of questions too, believing now, doubting a moment later. Where before he was so sure about God and Christ and his mission, and where he stood and what he had to do, now he stands as we stand sometimes, confused and uncertain and questioning. This describes us, doesn't it? It does me. There are days when everything goes well and I am fulfilled in my calling, when I go out on a call or visit in the hospital and I feel as if God and I are on the same side, and I'm able to bring relief or confidence or hope to someone. There are days when my writing goes well and the sermon flows from the end of my keyboard. It takes less than a day to write. Hopefully they're easy to hear as well. There are days when we work well as a staff and there is harmony in the office and happiness abounds. On these days, God seems near and God's word appropriate and comforting and helpful. And then there are other days when I'm not so sure about anything. Days when I'm lucky if I can write a check, no less a sermon. When Murphy reigns supreme and everything goes wrong. This past week, I wanted to make a dish that I saw in the Wall Street Journal. It was called Chicken in a Pot. You're supposed to take this chicken and do all this stuff with it, but the end of the deal was you put the chicken in the pot with the potatoes and the sweet potatoes and the onions, and then you take pizza dough and you cover the rim with pizza dough and then squish the lid in on top of it, and it's supposed to bake to this golden brown. It came out of the oven and it looked like Jesus incarnate, I'll tell you. And I brought it out on the table and could not open that pot for love nor money. It sealed it so shut, it was as if I had crazy glued the blessed thing. We bent two knives, finally had to take some huge pry bar, broke the lid, got it open, and then you were supposed to smell all these wonderful aromas. And then we took the chicken out. It was frozen. Debbie rescued it. And we ate it, and we're still here. There are days like that. There are days when I make a visit or a phone call or a hospital call and there's no happiness to be found there or delivered or shared. These are the days when God seems far off and news about God and the kingdom come in faint whispers and bits and fragmented pieces. On these days there is hope to be found in the story you heard just now about John. Hope to be found in the story of John as a person who wavers between two roles. On these days, I'm able to find a friend in John who is not the unflinching proclaimer of the word, but instead the doubter of what is and what will be. Like John, we've all known moments when we could not be sure of what we believe God wants for us. Like John, we've known moments of question and doubt. And like John, we know how it feels when things go wrong and our confidence is weakened and we're bound to the prisons of our uncertainty. And we're not so sure that God is on our side or even in the room. I know you've had days like that. But it is precisely when we seem most alone, when the day is hard and life is even harder, when we are least sure of our mission and our faith and even less sure of our day's ministry of that faith, that Christ comes to us as he came to John. John stood on the threshold of a new age, and he saw a vision of a new heaven and a new earth, but unfortunately he was still stuck in this one. And he wasn't quite sure which way it was going to go. Sitting in that prison, life had changed. And the vision of a new heaven and a new earth was tarnished by the realities of this heaven and this earth, where people get sick, where they get hurt, where they're imprisoned, where they suffer from injustice and want. And from the inside of his prison cell, John struggled with that vision because it was blurry and faded. But just about that time, Christ came to him. As Christ comes to us when we're tired and confused, the gospel reads this way. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. He said, what did you go out to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Why did you go out? To see a man clothed in royal robes? Why did you go? You went to see a prophet. And Jesus says, yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, because this is he of whom it is written, there is no one greater than he. To the crowds that day, Jesus spoke up for John. Because for Jesus, John was no waffling idiot. He was no traveling evangelist who proclaimed empty words with no substance. In Jesus' eyes, the man who asked urgent questions is still the prophet who prepares the world for the coming kingdom of God. John, in his despair, is lifted up by Jesus and told that his message still has value. So also for us, the ones who struggle with life and life's questions. We are the ones who are still in the best position to proclaim that coming of the kingdom. Those who live in the here and now, you, are the only ones capable of ushering in a new age. Because if you've never had a bad day, there's some silly song about that. If you've never lost anyone you've loved, if you've never anguished at the sight of injustice or cried at the sight of a hungry child, if you've never been asked to answer the question, why me, or why now, or why this, then you have no right to talk to me about love and mercy. And you have no experience to speak to me about what comfort God can bring you. But if you've had a bad day, and there's one going on right now, and as a result, you've come to know the comfort that God's love brings, and you've learned to rely on it and draw strength from it, and have come to know what it means to have hope in a vision that at times seems far off, then you can speak to me. And you can make God real for me. And you'll find that in so doing, your faith is strengthened and reaffirmed. You know, there are plenty of folks out there who need to hear what you have to say about how God has worked in your life. And there are times when in your own life you need to hear what God has done for others and what God can do for you. I found it interesting in Scripture that Jesus sent his disciples not only to those who didn't know God, but also to those who did. And Jesus said to them, "You go and tell John what you see and hear, that the blind receive their sight and the lame walk, that the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, that the dead are raised up and the poor have good news preached to them." To those who are in doubt, Jesus commissioned his disciples. To those who have yet to hear the word, the good news, to those who sit in darkness, he sends them. But he also sends them to those of us who know the gospel, who have heard it, and who need to be reaffirmed. And so here's your Advent challenge. If you know of someone who is faithful, but yet who is bound and in some kind of prison, you need to call them. And you need to go and tell them that God is still at work in their lives. Look around and find and witness to the unknowing the fact that the blind are still made to see, the deaf to hear. But also go to the ones who know the gospel by heart and who are sitting in a dark place by themselves. Go there as one who has been there and come back. Go as one who was lost and whom God has found. Go as one who loves God and whom God has loved. That's the task of Advent. The task of Advent is to prepare the way for the Lord. Sometimes you need to pave a new road, and other times you need to repair the one that's already there. Three candles lighted, one candle left. Amen.